Well, good Friday morning, church. It is great to be with you again, and I hope that all of you had a wonderful night's rest and your mornings are just blessed coming in and going out. And today we're going to continue on in our Bible reading in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 24. By way of introduction, children of God are so called because God's great love, because of God's great love for them. Those who do what is right are righteous, whereas those who continue to sin belong to the devil. Children of God are commanded to love one another and believe in God's Son, Jesus. And so, as we have learned, being a child of God is a term of endearment, how much the Father loves us. Let's go ahead and get started then in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. See how much the Father has loved us. His love is so great that we are called God's children. And so, in fact, we are. This is why the world does not know us. It has not known God. My dear friends, we are now God's children, but it is not yet clear what we shall become. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him because we shall see him as he really is. Everyone who has this hope in Christ keeps himself pure, just as Christ is pure. Whoever sins is guilty of breaking God's law because sin is the breaking of the law. You know that Christ appeared in order to take away sins, and that there is no sin in him. So everyone who lives in union with Christ does not continue to sin, but whoever continues to sin has never seen him or known him. Let no one deceive you, my children. Whoever does what is right is righteous, just as Christ is righteous. Whoever continues to sin belongs to the devil, because the devil has sinned from the very beginning. The Son of God appeared for this very reason, to destroy what the devil has done. Those who are the children of God do not continue to sin, for God's very nature is in them, and because God is their Father, they cannot continue to sin. Here is the clear difference between God's children and the devil's children. Those who do not do what is right, nor do not love others, are not God's children. Verse 11, speaking about God's love, or our love one for another. The message you have heard from the very beginning is this: we must love one another. We must not be like Cain. He belonged to the evil one and murdered his own brother Abel. Why did Cain murder him? Because the things he himself did were wrong, and the things his brother did were right. So do not be surprised, my friends, if people of this world hate you. We know what we have, that we have left death and come over into life. We know it because we love others. Those who do not love are still under the power of death. Those who hate others are murderers. And you know that murderers do not have eternal life in them. This is how we know what love is. Christ gave his life for us. We too then ought to give our lives for others. If we are rich and see others in need, yet close our hearts against them, how can we claim that we love God? My children, our love should not be just words and talk. It must be true love, which shows itself in action. Then in verse 19, our courage before God. This, then, is how we will know that we belong to the truth. This is how we will be confident in God's presence. If our conscience condemns us, we know that God is greater than our conscience and that He knows everything. And so, my dear friends, if our conscience does not condemn us, we have courage in God's presence. We receive from Him whatever we ask, because we obey His commands and do what pleases Him. What He commands is that we love, that we believe in His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as Christ commanded us. And those who obey God's command live in union with God, and God lives in union with them. And because of the Spirit of that God has given us, we know that God lives in union with us. Amen. And so today's key verse is 1 John chapter 3, verse 24. Those who obey God's commands live in union with God, and God lives in union with them. So I want you to think a little bit, reflect a little bit on what this passage of Scripture says about God's children and the devil's children. What distinguishes God's children from the devil's children? And then to just consider, in what ways do you demonstrate that you are a child of God? How are you living in light and love? Let us pray. Lord God, thank You for loving me and calling me to be Your child. Teach me to obey Your commands so that I may live in union with You and in a way that demonstrates true love in action. Amen. Okay, church, that goes ahead and winds up our Bible study for today and for this week. And don't forget that Sunday is our first Sunday in Lent, and we are now preparing ourselves for the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus paid so that our sins could be forgiven. Have a blessed day, and I look forward to seeing all of you in church on Sunday. God bless. Bye.